So it's really important that we continue, even in the face maybe sometimes of grumpy teens, that we continue to share the joy of the faith and the love of God and Jesus Christ that he has for us in our Catholic faith, because you don't know down the road when those seeds are going to start to germinate again and then grow and be fruitful. And so I think we keep do what we're doing. And I think that gift you talked about where you get something out of it, that's just God's like, oh, no, this is all good, even for you, Tom Riello, who's been doing this 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is something that we always have to recognize. You know, even the seminarians, when you have the seminarians up there, they are very prominent at ACYC events and have been since I could remember. But one of the things that you have to realize is these guys do not come hermetically sealed in a bag, you know, just add water. Right? They come from families. Some of them come from broken families. Mm-hmm. They come from the highways and byways of life. And they all are unique. And all of them, in many ways, did not come in the same path. Some, like a Father Connor Plessela, for example, he graduates high school and goes right in. But others, a Father LaPointe, for example, he goes off, spends, you know, never really stops practicing his faith. No. His faith just grows a little bit more each year, gets a wonderful corporate job with a major company that everybody would know about. He's working in store openings and getting all that good stuff. And then he winds up joining the seminary 10 years after high school, right? And then you have the different ones in between. You have people who go off. You have Father Patrick Gilbert, who has shared that, you know, just kind of living a not really much of a Catholic life, goes off to, you know, Auburn and really doesn't have a great first year of college, just, you know, enjoys the social life of Auburn a lot more than he did the academic life. And, you know, he's at a concert, and all of a sudden he has this kind of epiphany of, like, what am I doing with my life? I'm just kind of moping around over here. And boom, meets a Father Travis Burnett in the office, talks a little bit about faith, meets a Father Victor Ingalls, and next thing you know, he's now our vocations director. So the moral there is, don't give up on anybody, no matter who it is. Why? Because God never gives up on us. Until we breathe our last breath, we all are a moment away from salvation.